This is Krista M. Gelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I have for you article number 22 in my weight loss series, Get Moving. A lot of people would criticize me for having a series of weight loss articles and only addressing exercise for the first time many months after its debut. But I happen to believe this is not late at all. Weight loss is complicated. It is about far more than eating less and moving more. Learning to approach food differently, slowly trading out old habits for new better ones, asking yourself the tough questions for valuable insights, and getting in touch with who you really are. Each step taken puts you in flow with your unique river. Being in flow with your weight loss endeavor, body, and eating right will automatically inspire your body to move of its own accord. When you are moving because you and your body want to move, you will choose the right exercise for you. And radical results in your favor will be the result. Losing weight requires a lifestyle renovation. The result is a body makeover. Running parallel to your bloodstream is the lymphatic system. Think of your blood circulation and lymphatic system as parallel highways. Your bloodstream is getting jettisoned around your body by the beating of your heart. It offers delivery and pickup service at every location in your body, no matter how small or remote, kind of like the U.S. Postal Service. The blood also picks up trash everywhere it goes, but quickly passes it over to the lymphatic highway because the lymphatic system is the body's trash specialist. Your lymphatic system is your city's trash and toxic waste disposal services combined in one. While your blood moves automatically each time your heart beats, your lymphatic system only moves when your muscles move, via the pulsating action of muscles contracting and relaxing, which is why it is so crucial for you to move your body every single day. Your trash and toxic waste can't move or exit unless you move. Not moving your body would be like the city having dump trucks, but not hiring workers to collect the trash. Every human body, no matter how healthy, has trash to remove for general maintenance. But weight loss endeavors are reconstruction sites with a lot more debris to discard. Weight loss is the process of using excess weight for body fuel, but weight loss is simultaneously a cleansing and rebuilding process of the whole body. As you exercise, body tissues are burned, broken down, and rebuilt. What new building materials are you providing your body? Your body has no choice but to use what you provide it. And a new body from Mother Nature's soil kitchen does not compare in any way, shape, or form to one built from fast, processed, or convenient foods. Are you giving your body the opportunity to move into the luxury home it deserves? Or will it be forced to accept the abandoned shack in Death Valley? Anything you can do for your body gives your body the chance to do what you can't. Now that you know moving allows your body's trash services to be operational, you may also understand why drinking enough water is critical. Proper hydration allows your blood and lymph to flow like a clear river stream to bring things easily to and from as needed. A hydrated body is more comfortable and more efficient. Dehydration is a burden your body has to manage unnecessarily. You wouldn't think of entering a race car in an event without pure quality fuel. Make sure your body has honest fuel for exercise. The one comment I hear over and over again is how clear people feel the longer they continue to eat honest foods. They compare it to having only known life in a thick fog and then suddenly experiencing a glorious sunny day with blue skies. When you are clear, you have clarity about which way your life needs to go, and that includes determining the best types of exercise for you, your body, and body frame. I am not for or against any type of movement or exercise, but I am a proponent of people respecting and finding pleasure in whatever they choose. You already know that your body chemistry and hormones are directly influenced by your mental and emotional states. So which person do you think will get the best results from their exercise? The one whose body chemistry is flooded with resentment and hostility for having to exercise? Or the person who is willingly partaking in exercise they respect and enjoy? To move or not move is not the question. The question is, what would you enjoy and respect in a positive light? Move each day. Walking 30 minutes, no matter the speed, is moving. Gardening and cleaning house is one heck of a muscle-busting workout, and each day your workout changes. Go dancing, alone, with friends, or in a class. Keeping speed running and playing with kids and or your dog at a big open park is a full cardio workout, and you won't feel the pain of what you did until the next day. Love hiking, but no time to organize outings? Then join a free community hiking club that does the planning and offers you a menu-like calendar to choose from. Don't let the idea of an overcrowded hike dissuade you, because many outings only have 5 or 10 participants. I know several people who combine their interests to the right organization and now exercise while volunteering for community nonprofits. Invest time and energy to find options you would really enjoy. Go to your library's DVD exercise collection to explore new things you haven't ever heard of. Ask people you know what they are doing to stay active and fit. If you love gardening but always end up injured, then interview and hire a physical therapist for a few house visits to watch you work, exchange information, and offer you what is needed to get you back in the garden again. Truthful, quiet transparency with others leads to greater information exchange. People have loads of information, but to unlock what they know, you often have to ask a question or share your needs and concerns with them. So don't hesitate to be more revealing than usual. It is amazing how often people keep their foot on the brake pedal because of one bad person and experience in grade school. Talk to organizers and express your needs, desires, and any concerns you may have to find out if where you are at is a match for what they do. They want you and their system to be successful, so they are likely to be honest. If your open sharing with them is not met with thoughtfulness nor respect, then they are not a match for you. There are many fine, quality, caring people, and you deserve to be with one of them. You live your unique life in your unique body, so figure out what inspires and makes your heart sing. What you choose only needs to work for you, because it is all about you and your body. When you find a routine, continue to explore, because changing it up keeps your body alert, interested, fresh, and alive. Stay tuned for the next article, which is the next segment on exercise. This was just your warm-up. And until my next one, I wish you the best. Take care.